Dissolvain, nigga tuna.
Boy, I'm also, stop recording this one. So you can introduce yourself, bro.
It's Kay, I'm back.
Y'all know me, so I ain't gotta introduce myself. Dang, what we starting with, bro? We might start with J-Lo, bro. Oh, who you think signed her up for that though?
She must have got a hell of a team, but if she really is cleared to do a Whitney Houston tribute, they did wrong.
But you don't think it ain't crank?
Who?
You don't think it a crank?
No, she can't sing.
She can sing, bro.
She can't sing in no Whitney Houston range.
Say that. She can't sing.
But she really can't sing in her own range.
For real?
I don't think she could sing. It's been...
J-Lo got some hits, bro.
J-Lo got hits that's not all her vocals.
J-Lo got hits, though.
That's not all her vocals.
Nah, they hers. Cause
they not all her vocals.
That's her.
She could sing in her range. It was one of the songs that Ashanti did the vocals for, and they put J-Lo voice over.
How you know that?
Because it was said. It was, well, a lot of stuff that they put.
Pull it up. What did we see? Come on, bro. I ain't trying to hear that.
Hold on. Let me pull it up. They shouldn't be trying to have her do no Whitney Houston tribute, because it is way more people that's qualified to do a Whitney Houston tribute.
Like who?
Jennifer Hudson could do a Whitney Houston tribute.
I'm just asking, bro. You don't got to get snappy.
Oh, I was about to say.
Like who, though?
Jennifer Hudson could do it. Mariah Carey probably could even do it. I don't know. I probably was pushing it when I said that. But yeah. Mariah could sing, but I don't know
Mariah
if she could do
sing.
She could do a Whitney
she
Houston
do that.
Tribute. But Jennifer Hudson for sure. So if y'all chose Jennifer Hudson, I mean, J-Lo over Jennifer Hudson, tripping.
People be cranking, bro.
Fantasia could have did it.
People be cranking.
Yeah, but
on my mic.
But yeah, they could have had anybody else with her sing for Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston is probably gonna be rolling over her grave pissed.
Chill out, bro.
I'm just being honest. She's gonna be pissed.
What if she amazed? What if she amazed you though? Alright, so say if she amazed you, it might not be Whitney. Nobody gonna be Whitney level, but say like if she do a decent job, would you come on here and say she did okay?
Yeah, I would. But I don't think I'm going to have to do that.
She has some hits.
Okay, and I actually found it.
All right, go ahead and let the people hear.
It says...
Oh, never mind. She reading it.
Ashanti's vocals from I'm Real demo track found their way...
Oh, that's a hit. Ooh, go ahead.
Found their way to the song's final version, which means that that's not J-Lo singing. That is Ashanti's vocals
in the background, though,
or that's singing the hook, the whatever that's called. I'm not a musician, but I don't know if it's the I'm Real part. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
So
what's
the background?
That. I don't know if that's considered the background. Is that considered the chorus?
Sing the part. Is that
but
the
it's
background
a, but it's
though? Because nigga, you know Tank was on the list, huh?
All I'm saying is that she ain't qualified.
Did she get credit for that shit though?
No, not Ashanti.
Oh, for real? Well, that's probably back in the day when she was janky though. But
because Irv Gotti was his feelings.
They ain't got nothing to do with me.
he was wild.
Yeah, ain't got nothing to do with me.
Bringing out all that. that was wild. But it did say she wrote a song for J-Lo called Ain't It Funny. But she didn't sing it. She just go? Wrote it. I don't want to know how that song go.
Hey, don't copyright me. I don't own the rights to this music. I just want to see how it... It's called what?
Ain't It Funny.
Ain't It Funny? Let me see. Ain't... Oh, shit, I put Saint. Ain't It Funny? Mm-hmm. Featuring Ja Rule now? Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see how that joint sound. I most definitely heard it before. I'm good.
You heard that? Yeah. They gonna have her singing.
But in her lane, she's a good singer though. She ain't saying she the best singer in the world, nigga.
But I'm saying not to do a Whitney Houston tribute.
Is that your opinion?
That's a lot of people's opinion. I'm pretty sure that's a lot of people's opinion.
Are y'all opinions getting her paid? Oh, that's how you humble people right there, y'all.
I'm just saying.
That's how y'all humble people, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. They could have had other people do that was more qualified than her. And I like J-Lo. She actually one of my favorite movies.
She's a cool actor, that's what you trying to say?
Yeah, you know, Enough, she did real good in that movie. But...
No, we talking about singing, though.
Yeah. But you see what I did there? I don't think singing. Yeah, you know, but you know, like that song with LL Cool J...
Yeah, that's the song I was. That song was playing.
Yeah, I like that song. That's but, a hit. You know,
I might play that just because I might drive and listen to that in the car. I ain't gonna hold it.
But I still don't think like that's what enough
about,
to.
What
do.
About Jenny from the Block? She ain't crank Jenny from the Block. I'm still Jenny from the Block. I used to have a little, now I got a lot. She ain't crank that.
You gotta
appreciate, bro. She from the block, bro. She didn't came up. You'll never think she's from the hood, bro.
Okay, but what I just said was she's a.
She in movies acting with these white men wanting to be in love with her.
Oh yeah, Made in Manhattan.
Come on, bro. Like she
but
didn't
she's
came,
a great actress.
She didn't came up.
Well, a good actress.
You gotta appreciate her for this, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But not to be Whitney, not to do a Whitney Houston tribute.
You gotta keep in mind she grew up.
If she's the only one doing the Whitney Houston tribute, then I'm very disappointed.
She probably put it together, and you just going in on her and shit. Yeah.
I'm just saying, it they should be other people.
They ain't not do nothing for Whitney before J-Lo said, let's do something for Whitney. Come on, bro. Stay humble.
But get humble. If they saying, oh, we're going to do the Grammys and we're going to have a Whitney Houston tribute, I just don't know how J-Lo got to the top of the list.
Why? Because she's J-Lo, though. You got to keep that.
But what music do J-Lo have coming out
now? It don't matter. It's because who she is. It's the connections, not who, like what you can do. You know what I'm saying? Come on, kid. You know how this go.
She got a hell of a team.
Yeah, bro.
That's all I could say. She got a hell of a team.
She became. She nice. I like her as a person.
No, she cool as a person, but I'm just saying, just not enough to do Whitney.
Why not? You don't think she black enough?
It's not about black enough. I just don't think vocal wise.
You know she's
going to scratch
put it
the
out
surface.
She's Hispanic. I'm sorry. You said vocal wise.
Vocal wise, I just don't think she's going to scratch the surface.
Yeah, I agree with you, but you know. I'm just
so why you making it seem like I'm saying something wrong?
Though, you know what I'm saying? But she might crank it though. We don't know. Everybody don't got to sing like
Whitney.
But that's
like a hard.
You doing Whitney though? You only know what song she's singing. She ain't get loud as shit in every song, nigga.
They said she is singing.
Not that I will always love you.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Let me go to the.
All right, now she needs to chill. Whitney got some other nice little songs. My fault, y'all. She got some nice. Let me go find it.
Not no songs that she. She just not. But they could have had anybody else nice do person, that. Though. I didn't say she wasn't a nice person. What I said was that she shouldn't be doing a Whitney Houston.
She be crying.
A Whitney Houston tribute. That's what I said. It's other singers that they could have got to do a Whitney Houston tribute over J-Lo. And I'm standing on it. And if she do decide to sound decent, I'll come on here and say, J-Lo sounded decent. But as of right now, I still feel like it's somebody else that they can have. And that's just what it is. because I just really hope that they're playing.
No, I think they serious, bro.
Yeah, because then they like leaked some raw vocals and she sounded terrible. She's like, I'm sorry, guys. That hurted me just like it hurted you. Like, girl, you know you're pushing it.
No, yeah.
You're pushing it.
What you hating for?
I ain't no singer, but I know to stay in my lane. And they should, that's just not her lane, honestly and truly.
This nigga been sounding like a hater for about 10 minutes straight, though.
I'm not being a hater. I just said she's a nice actress.
She got some hits, though, bro.
I didn't say she didn't, but I just said one of the biggest hits that she have is Ashanti singing in the background. And it's proof.
Ashanti ain't in the LL Cool J joint. Or the Jenny from the Block joint. That's proven.
All right, I mean, touche on that part.
Niggas be hating, though.
I'm not being a hater.
Niggas been trying to tear her down the whole time for one of her trips.
If they could actually
Let me ask you this. So what if they ask you to do a Whitney tribute?
I can't sing, so they won't ask me to do that.
I ain't say that. She can't sing, apparently, so what if they ask you? Would you turn it down? 9 times out of 10, no.
Respectfully, yes, because I know I wouldn't be able to do it justice.
No, you wouldn't, bro.
Even if I could sing.
Pick a song you know you might not sound completely ass on.
For Whitney?
Yeah. She got some songs she don't get loud of shit in.
No, I wouldn't even attempt to even play myself like that.
Scared money don't make money, bro. It sounds like you want to stay broke your whole life.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's just certain. You just have to know when to bow out gracefully. And if I was ever asked to do something like that and I feel like that's not, I wouldn't be able to do it justice, I'm not going to take it. No money is worth that for me. It's just like, you just have to know your lane. Just like you said, like, oh, she's cool in her lane. Like, I know that that's not a lane that I would achieve in.
So you feel like she catfishing her? Or she catfished us and thinks she can sing or something?
I just feel like she was cute when she came out. So, you know, they ate it up and they made it seem like, you know, bigger than what it is. But I feel like she do better as an actress than as a singer. Yes.
But she came out as a singer, not an actor.
But I feel like she catfished us as a singer to really be an actress. She can't sing. Auto-tune has been real.
Listen, she ain't even use auto-tune on her shit.
Bro. Yeah, I could tell.
But you can't say, she had a thing and she can sing, nigga. She literally let us hear her sing, bro. You just probably
and she
like,
disappoint us every time.
No, she don't. You just said she had nice songs that you like.
But you got to, you know how much work these producers and people be putting in behind these people's vocals?
Bruh.
Well, have you heard her sing live?
No.
Have we heard her sing live?
Have you heard her sing live?
No.
So why are you hating?
But from what I heard this morning, if that was real, she can't sing.
From what you heard this morning? If that's the case, nobody you listen to can sing.
No, I've heard people sing live.
Who?
You haven't heard Mariah Carey sing live?
Oh, you know they
do? You haven't heard Beyonce live?
I ain't even talking about Beyonce. You know they do shit with the mics though, right?
But I was at her concert. No, that she's a performer. She sounds good, Beyonce.
I'm not talking about her.
So you said who have I heard sing live? That's who I heard sing live.
You said Mariah. I can talk about Mariah. Mariah ain't got to be half. And plus, I think Beyonce can actually sing. Nah, Mariah can sing too, so I ain't going.
No, Mariah.
See, you named the two niggas, though. Two of them niggas, though. You got a name like regular. Oh, Mario can't sing.
No, not Mario can.
I was going to say Mario can.
Mario can.
So. A lot of these people can't sing. I think they can sing. I just think they just had bad moments.
Anthony Hamilton can. Mommy go see him all the time.
I don't know about no Ann. I know a nigga wear hats. That's it. I know nigga always got a fresh hat on, nigga.
No, but I'm talking about he could sing in
person. I believe that, though. But I'm just saying.
But mommy said Music Soul Child can't sing in person.
But you can't say that. Because I guarantee it's been people who say, yeah, he can sing. You see what I'm saying? He might have just had a bad night. You know what I'm saying? She might have just had a bad morning. You know what I'm saying? She said sorry. She apologized.
Yeah, but
so you feel like she catfish? I don't think she catfish because nigga, she literally sounds the same in every song, and I don't hear no auto-tune and shit, bro.
I mean, okay, she sound decent, but I still feel like it's other people they could have got to.
See, you still talking about Whitney? We off of Whitney shit. I'm just talking straight J Lo.
I still feel like she's a better actress than a singer. She has like, decent songs.
But I feel like you just saying that because it's Whitney Houston.
Oh, my love is so like... She could sing like, you know, those songs is cool.
Listen, though, we not talking about with the Whitney. I'm just talking about J-Lo. Stop trying to compare
that
to Whitney.
That's the All I Have song that I already sung with. No,
you still talking like we trying to say next to Whitney.
All right. Okay. We moving past the Grammy tribute. Yeah.
You think she catfished her singing career? No, she literally sound the same in every song. Like literally.
You think she sound good?
You can't say in some songs. Yeah, I ain't listen to all the songs. I just know the songs I listened to growing up. Them joints was nice. Nigga, I ain't saying she the best singer in the world, but she sing better than the average nigga, bro.
Okay, I'll give you.
She sing better than you, right?
Yeah, she.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm not claiming to be a singer, also. So that's the difference. I have a sing in the shower type of voice.
She sang better than you. That's why she's a singer.
But if I probably did vocal training, I probably would sing better than her.
You trying to bet money?
Yeah.
How much money you trying to bet? Find a vocal trainer. I go half with you.
Okay.
I give you 2 months.
Okay.
If you don't sound better than her in 2 months, I need a refund.
So I gotta come and sing to the people. How are we gonna know if I sing better than J-Lo?
Well, yeah, cause nigga, I ain't got no motherfucking filters on this motherfucker. So find a vocal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And we gonna see 2 months.
All right.
2 months. If you don't sound better than that nigga, bro.
I will with a vocal trainer. Watch.
Okay. Is your vocal trainer gonna know how to sing? Cause most of the time them niggas don't know how to sing, so.
I'm gonna find a good one.
All right, find a cheap one because I ain't rich, nigga.
A cheap one. Then how I'm supposed to achieve my goal?
What you mean?
Jesus.
Cheap ain't no. I mean, expensive ain't always better.
Oh, they got vocal lessons right in D.C. Voice. Mm-hmm.
But don't be dropping no locations, man. You get snatched up. That's on you. I still need my money back.
I can't sing, so they ain't gonna get me. Oh, this lady looks like she could sing. Oh, what's the soprano? That's the lady that sing deep. They sing deep.
It don't matter. Just find you.
She with the Duke.
I know what it is, too, okay, but girl. I ain't telling you. Find one. It don't matter what style you singing. Long you sound better to her, bro.
Okay.
I let it count, bro.
Okay.
Because you is tripping.
I'm going to tell you when I find a vocal trainer. All right,
fine.
Oh, you get 30... Weekly, that's a weekly session, weekly 30-minute sessions for $220 a month.
$220 a month? I'm dead.
Jesus.
They smoking something.
Lord.
Especially if you're going to come out not even being able to sing.
I am going to be able to sing. I have a little voice. I just got to get it right.
Stay humble, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Stay humble. That wasn't very humble, bro.
That was.
You already admitted you can't sing, nigga. So stay
but
humble.
But in my opinion, I can't sing. But when I sung
for people
that
stay
they
in your
say
lane.
I can sing, but I don't think I can
sing.
What
people you sing for?
My friends.
Oh, stay humble, bro. The hell? Stay humble, bro. Can you sing better than them?
They boys.
I ain't asking that. Can you sing better than them?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why they saying
I don't think they can sing.
That's why they saying it.
Well.
You can sing. They need to add better than me at the end of that shit. That's it.
I can sing better than you.
Me? Yeah. You high. I'm R&B Hame, bro. You high. Call your cousin Ray Fab.
Oh, you think you...
Bro, I'm R&B Hame.
You think you on 21 Savage type stuff?
Nah, 21 Savage. Oh, I sing better than 21 Savage. Oh, God. Oh, God, I sing better than that nigga. I hope, nigga. Where your cousin number at, bro?
Who you trying to call?
Bro, it's going to be a surprise, bro.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see.
Call him up.
This nigga probably need an answer, man. This nigga got me messed up. Hold up. Let's see. I said it's a regular call, you know. You calling your cousin, that way I ain't calling no friend, it won't be biased. You know what I'm saying?
My cousin is your cousin.
But she ain't going to lie, so, you know what I'm saying? But I know I should just regularly call her, bro. But I don't even want to see this nigga. She probably looking rough. Let me see. Let me regularly call her and see if she knows. Somebody just tapped. Oh, she just tapped.
But I'm not on. I'm.
Oh, she's her phone off. She going outside. Let me press her right face.
If the phone off, you can still answer the video with your phone if you connected the Wi-Fi.
Are we going to see?
All right, we is.
We're back to the story.
So do you song to them or something?
Man, I do this, bruh. I'm R&B Hame.
Okay.
I'm R&B Hame. Come on, bruh.
But yeah, and in other words, I guess I can't say she totally catfished her singing career. But
she literally did. She never said she's the best singer.
It's not about being the best singer.
She said she was a singer.
Okay.
Nigga, you think Amon can sing? The fuck you bitch, and don't mean shit now.
Oh, yeah.
But, come on, bruh.
That's a catchy song.
Come
though.
On, bro. That's what I'm saying. Long as that shit was catching you up.
But you gotta think, if he really can't sing, it's stuff that they put on top of that on that
nigga,
voice to make
they
it
didn't
sound
put
better.
Shit on this nigga, bro. I don't own the rights to this song either, y'all. I'm not gonna hold it. I was playing that shit the other day.
Bro, why was you listening to that?
Listen to this other joint, bro. Not Paul, not the other joint. Nigga, listen to the intro, bro. Bruh. What? Which special effects are you here?
No. This song is so funny. See, I
don't. Nigga, what special effects are you here? I like you so much. This is a hit, by the way, too. Never heard this nigga after this, though.
Because he had to get his shit off. And
bruh,
then he
I don't know.
He had to get his shit off.
I don't own the rights to this music, by the way. Let him sing. Be quiet. Let me hear the notes. Mind you, he a singer. Mind you. He cranking though, but. Okay. I don't want you back. I just had to say that, bro. Come on, bro. What are you talking about? You telling me he the best singer in the world?
I'm not saying that she the best
you
singer
telling me
in
we
the world
probably
either.
You can't tell. That's what I'm saying, though. But what? That's a hit, though, right?
Yeah, it is. Only real OGs know about that.
Come on, bro. You probably be right, bro. Because I played
this
song.
Because a lot of people don't
know
about
the song,
that
but on God, though. Y'all welcome. I just put y'all into some game, though. But,
his heart was...
Nigga, you think Ice JJ Fish can sing? He's
no.
A singer.
He considered a singer?
He's a singer.
They consider that man a singer.
He's a singer. He sung. He put the songs out. His songs on Apple Music. He's a singer.
That's because that's bad.
Like I said, nigga.
They doing anything.
Come on, bruh. The only difference is niggas back then had to know how to sing because they was ugly as fuck. So you had to know how to sing, nigga.
Oh my God.
Today, these niggas will give you an image. You don't know how to sing. You'll be Milli Vanilli. Ain't
so
no
do you feel like
singing?
That about that Ice Spice girl?
She's a rapper.
Yeah, but they just said she can't really rap. She just
can't. But she jive be going there. I ain't gonna hold you. The month shit, I ain't really listen to that. But the other little snippets, man, she jive was having going there.
I haven't listened to her to now. Whatever they post on Instagram is the most I know about her music.
I think niggas... She blowing up fast because niggas eating her dick. But that's an ill girl. Girls can blow fast. That's easy.
But why you don't think the same for men? We like
who
well,
blow
I think
fast?
If it's a singer.
Yeah,
if it's a male
say,
singer.
Oh, nah, y'all be eating rapper's dick too who can't rap. But nah,
I'm not really into rap music, honestly.
For real?
I'm not really.
Dang, you don't like my intro?
That's different. So you because you did that intro, you a rapper?
I'm a rapper, though, bro. That's on Apple Music. I'm a rapper, bro.
Oh, man. But I'm just saying, like, I'm very much still like a R&B type of person, a R&B type of girl. Like, this rap music is cool, like the little Shibuya and all that. Like, I know that song and like, you know, but most of the time when I'm in the car, I'm listening to like R&B music.
What R&B artists? Ass R&B. Like who?
I listen to old R&B music.
Like name the song. I just want to see your taste.
Like I listen to old Mariah Carey. But I listen. But you probably think that I like my heart is broken if you listen to the type of stuff I listen to.
Go ahead, name some more songs. That's it. Just name a song because you said an artist.
Oh, like I listen to like "Always Be My Baby" by Mariah Carey. Okay. I listen to like "Let It Burn" by Usher.
That's it.
I listen to like you. Well, I was listening to a lot of Usher, so those songs probably.
So you think Cassie can sing?
Who?
You've been waiting so long. I'm here to answer your call.
I think she's pretty, but I mean,
had you waiting that. That's a hit, bro. I ain't gonna
hold. It's catchy though.
But she just was singing in that joint though.
What I wanna do?
Oh God!
You know,
I gotta
play
that in the car. I need to make a playlist.
We did a dance to this song.
What that?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, how old was you?
Remember when we was in that first D?
What camp? the gang joint?
The first D.
It's called gang.
Oh.
We wouldn't even need no gang. They put us in that gang though. That's crazy.
But yeah, when I was in that one,
we did. That's crazy. That was for bad kids. You know that, right?
Really?
Yes, nigga. It was a gang prevention thing.
I didn't know that.
Nigga, did you read the shirts?
No.
What the?
Oh, man.
Bro, that was for bad kids. I'm like, why are we even in here? You know the nigga Malik? You remember the nigga Malik and shit? And he with J. Cole and shit? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
But you know the nigga Malik who was in there? If I show you a picture, we'll refresh your memory. And his sister went to Duke with Rainey?
No, I don't know why when you first said Malik, I thought about Malik Lou.
Freak, he probably locked up right now. Free bro, but
that's why I said yeah so fast when I thought about it. I was like, wait, we're not even talking about the same thing.
I'm dead. Dang, what's the comedian?
You talking about you're not talking about the eat dude though, right?
Nah.
Okay.
It's funny because his name Malik and he made clothes, but this Malik made clothes too. Now that's fun. What's the J. Cole girl Instagram? Not talking about the comedian.
The comedian DC girl. Oh, her baby daddy?
Yeah. You seen him before? Damn, you ain't have to say her boyfriend? God, oh, damn.
Sorry.
Respect their relationship.
Sorry. Shout out to y'all. I do not know her Instagram. I don't follow her.
Me neither. What the hell? Maybe this is why I need to start following you.
But.
I just wait for them to pop up on the spoke page. Bro, that's crazy.
Oh, she came up right here. Look at this.
Who?
Oh, that girl, J. Cole.
You found her?
Her name is Jamisha. I'm sorry. I'm just putting people's governments out there. Jesus.
Is it on Instagram?
Yeah, I found her, but I don't
nigga,
see.
Nigga, you ain't put. Bro, damn.
I don't see him.
Damn, for real? Damn.
Oh, here he go.
You don't remember him? Bro, he look exactly the same, though. He look exactly the same, bro.
It's like a little bit, but I don't know if I feel like I... Oh, look at this. Yeah.
Yes, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. And he's in my... room and shit.
And I don't be following these people, but that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, you seen the badass picture, little boy. You remember him now, bro.
Yeah.
I'm dead. Nah, I don't follow this nigga either. He just popped up on my stuff one day. Then his clothes
I did not know that was a gang prevention.
It literally was. I'm dead.
I thought mom just was signing us up to keep us busy for the summer.
She probably would, but she probably didn't know the fuck she signed us up for. But
Jesus, mom.
I'm not saying. I only know because he's an older person. This back when I ain't no shoes. He like, where you get those LeBrons from? I just looked around. I'm like, huh? He said, you ain't even know what you was wearing, huh? I get the line. Yeah.
Nah,
that's back when Mike used to buy just buy the shoes for us and shit.
Yeah.
I'm dead. But nah, yeah, that's for gang prevention and shit, bro. I wouldn't need no bad kid. That's crazy. Y'all was the bad kids.
I wasn't bad.
Not your cousin just now texting back. Nigga.
Who are you texting? Just who it is. Lola?
Yeah.
You.
Bruh. She heard a hit, bruh. She can vouch for me, bruh. Nigga, I just.
No.
Watch this. Don't text her neither. Hold up.
I surely was about to.
Don't text her, bruh. Don't text her, bruh.
I was. Let me see what she says to him.
I'm about to tell her call me, bruh. Talking about my phone though, but you text me. Stop playing me, bro.
She can answer the FaceTime.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. Stop playing me, bro.
Tell her she don't gotta turn her camera on. She looking rough.
I'm about to say, nigga, I don't need to see you. Nigga said, okay. You a fucking bum. You a bum.
Now she always talks on R&B
Hang. R&B Hang, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
You want to be a rapper. You want to be R&B Hang.
Bro, I got people who can vouch for me. I just, if I call my friends, you going to say they just, like your friend says, you can sing? Come on, bro. I'm going to, but I got proof. Bro, my friend, I got proof, actually. Niggas be having me fucked up, bro.
You got a song? Let me hear it.
Hold up. I got to find a song. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, look, I got to ask you a question real fast, bro. All right,
what's the question?
Your cousin right here, bro. Tell him R&B Hang, bro.
No, he's not.
My sister, nigga, Kay. Tell her,
Oh, yeah, that's R&B
Hang. Tell her, hey, she not believing me, bro.
None of them Bryson Tiller, they
not
fucking with them.
Oh, God. Tell her we used to do this trap, bro. I used to be in it. But tell her about the Maria song, bro. She don't believe me, bro.
What y'all playing for?
I don't got to find it, bro.
You found it the other day.
I lost it again, bro. I thought I saved it. But she think I'm playing. I'm telling her I'm R&B Hang.
No, Maria is a bop, though.
I'm trying to tell you. And that's only from like 7 years ago, bro.
No, you trying to do a mixtape with me?
We gotta make out this song together. I drop mine next, like, give me like 3 days freestyle off the top.
Who's
each other, remember? Remember you wanted smoke, remember?
You wanted
just me. Bum smack ass. I can just drop a diss song towards you. You can say you don't want no smoke, then we can just make a tape together.
Oh no.
Say we swash
it. I'm booking you back.
I ain't gonna try to play with her.
I ain't got no picks, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
You said give you 3 days. I only need two.
I didn't drop those first, then, nigga. What the fuck? All right, bro.
All right,
bro. I'm smack at you, too. I'm a play it on the other podkeezy, too.
Say, what's up, Dion?
Shut, Nia.
Hey, shut up. Say my name right.
All the kids
say, nigga, can't none of these niggas say my name right.
Bam be saying the same thing.
He gonna have to call me Steam or something, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all nigga, can you?
Say Dion.
Sion.
What is he saying? He's saying Sion. What is he saying?
What'd he say?
Hey, do better, bro. I don't even understand little kid talk. But nah, that's what I called you for, bro. I was going to call like one of my friends, but I'm like, nah, she going to believe this nigga if she said, because, you know what I'm saying? What she got to lie for?
Yeah, I ain't lying. That's
all I'm
saying.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
He's because we having a debate about J-Lo.
I sing better than your cousin, bro. Am I lying?
And he said J-Lo sing better than me.
I sing better than J-Lo.
Who?
Jennifer Lopez, bro.
I thought you said Jada.
Back.
Yeah, I might. I was gonna let you finish your talk. I might hang up on you. Nigga, you said Jada.
She cutting up.
Nigga, what?
She cutting up.
Nigga, what? Nigga, what? Hey,
you wanna hear?
But she talking about Jada. Jada the High Sing?
The first Jada the High Sing?
But Jada the High Sing?
Yeah, she real talented.
But why she laughing at, bro?
Thanks for breathing.
I know why she laughing.
Ho. I know how to see if you y'all niggas trolling me or not.
She on SoundCloud. You could go listen to it.
She sing better than her shit crank more than Maria.
Maria, you know Maria, one of a kind. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that shit ass dude. Hold up. she could have said it was up there. It's near it. This nigga said it's. I know his ass, bro.
No. Her song. Man, go on her page. You playing? Go on her page.
Sing sound for me, right fast.
No, you gotta listen to it.
You gotta let her do that for us.
All right, respect, respect. I'm gonna check it out. What's the?
KK knows where to find it.
Now she dead though. Nacho, I gotta be trolling me. This nigga dead though.
No, we not trolling. She can sing.
But she sang better than me.
Yeah, she sang better than you, Dion.
Y'all trolling. Pull it up. Pull it up. Pull it up. Stay on the phone real fast. Pull it up. Oh,
okay.
Bro. Pull this up.
You sure you
want to
do that?
Shout out, cuz, bro. I'm already hanging on. You ain't sing better than me, nigga. I ain't gonna hold you.
Okay.
We gonna see. We gonna see, nigga. And if she don't, just send me $5.
$5.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you ain't got that, huh? that nigga say, nigga, I ain't even about to lose that. I'm dead.
No, wait.
Nigga, support black business.
Of course you gonna say you sing better than somebody because it's you.
Nah, bruh. I ain't asked you that.
That's not a fair judge.
Respect, bruh. You might be right. That nigga don't.
Yeah, of course, you gonna be like, oh, that's ass because you think your shit.
That nigga don't crank more than me, though. I'm talking about hits.
You got one hit, Dion.
I got multiple, sweetheart. Oh, I got one R&B hit. I got two R&B hits. I got two R&B hits.
You might got a few little.
I got two R&B hits.
But Maria is a hit.
I'm a rapper now, right? I'm a rapper this week. I'm smack at you, kid. Yeah.
Okay.
So be ready. And little cuz who can't say my name right, you and this too, nigga.
This my kid, though?
And the bald headed nigga. I'm smacking everybody. Everybody getting it, nigga. Everybody getting it, bro.
Listen, did she pull the music up yet? I don't hear it.
By me neither. I'm just, she searching.
Because she took it off her page.
Damn.
You said what? You took it all off?
Yeah, tell her, send you something right there.
Hold on, see something.
Y'all got me messed up, man.
You recording
this? Yeah, I'm recording right now, bro. You on the podcast right now, bro. I should have hooked it up to the Bluetooth. That way they can hear you, like, on the board and shit, but I want to thank you. But what are you about to say first?
Nothing. You want speaker?
Yes, bro. They can hear you on the mic, bro.
Oh, never mind.
What, you want me to take it off, bro?
No,
all right, I'm about to say, nigga.
I'm just about to tell you something about you.
How is she playing it?
That's her and Jazz.
Jazz would be crying. Jazz would be cranking on God, though. I ain't even late. Oh, they died, crank. Oh.
You
got
here, bro.
Oh, they died. They cranked it. I can't even hate, bro. Oh, I might got some competition. Nah, Jazz would be cranking, though. I ain't going to lie, bro.
That's Jasper.
Jasper, I'm dead.
So, what you think,
Dion? Hold up. She playing one? You can hear it, Mo? I'm listening. Hold up. I'm. Oh, she's a jazz cranger. But she's a jazz cranger, bro. Who's she singing with?
It's a TikTok child.
Oh.
Yeah,
she sing better than J-Lo.
Don't say with my cousin.
Yeah, she's ass cranking, bro. I thought it was going to be ass. But I don't think she fucking with
R&B. I think
when
she sing her own songs, you know.
So you think she's a cover artist?
Yeah, she need to do that.
So she need niggas to write shit for her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She write songs.
She write them, but it's just the way she execute them is just...
So she need to write the song, have somebody tell her how to sing it, basically?
Basically.
Oh, recently, yeah, she ain't trash, though. I thought it was going to be worse the way y'all was looking at me and laughing.
I wasn't going nothing. That's what I was saying. You was taking your own, you was, you know.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, making assumptions. He was assuming because
come on, bro. I got my receipts right here, though.
You about to pull up Maria?
Nah, I can't find that joint. I'm talking about like
this. Not even me asking though. What would that say? Read it out. Read it out. Read it out. Read it out. Go ahead and let them hear it on the mic, bro. Go ahead and read it out.
He is R&B hanging.
Okay. Okay. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Hold up. What that say? Read what the person asking. Read what they say.
Oh, Dion be singing in the studio. Of course he did. Okay.
Nah.
Is he good, though? Yeah, why?
Come on, bruh. R&B Hame, bruh.
I'm back outside, though. I got this a nigga, though. Yeah. We back on the front line. We got bags going for 800. Get up with me. You hear me? Get up
what?
With me. Get up.
I'm out of here.
I'm back on the front. You hear me?
I'm not
all right, bro. You need to come get on the show one day, though, bro. You fine?
You need to come get your
golf stuff. Yeah, I'm going to text you. Have a nice day. Right. Tell bro I said what's up. You hear me? Fuck them kids. Nah, though, but yeah. Debate. Nah, she was cranking over. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? She was out. You know what I'm saying? How you think the views gonna say? I think she went that trash, though. Cause I was expecting, like, Ice JJ Fish, though.
Oh, no.
She ain't said sound ass, though.
We'll see what the people say.
We'll see what the people say?
Yeah.
Shout out cuz, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm trolling. They probably serious. I'm playing them. This just for content. But nah, what I'm about to say? What were you talking about? Oh, ho, so back to the catfishing stuff. You ever got catfishing in real life?
Catfishing count?
Yeah.
Do that count?
Yeah, that count, bro. I'm dead. I had fish. Ho, so wait. Describe catfish for the
you
people.
You know how somebody look. It's like Neo. Well, no, Neo still isn't attractive to me.
Neo, like, bald head, though.
But if he have a hat on, Neo looks like a whole different person with a hat on.
Okay.
And then when you take his hat off, it's like giving Ninja Turtle vibes.
For real? So you ain't explain catfishing. You just
so
said,
that's something like that happened with
you
basically.
You ain't say what catfish was doing with.
Catfishing is basically you using hats.
Like makeup?
In a sense.
Okay. All right. So good.
But nah, yeah. Like, I got half-fished before this guy.
Go ahead. Try to say it without laughing, nigga. So people can take you serious.
Nah, but like, this guy, you know, he was cool. We was talking, like, but I always seen him, like, he kept, like, beanies on, like, different hats. Like, he always had a hat on. So I never thought too much of it. And then one time we was on FaceTime, and he had his head off. And I'm just like, damn, like, is this even the same person that I've been talking to? Because his head just was, like, so big. Like.
Why would you stop? Was he like Mega Man? What's his name, Mega Man? Oh, it was worse.
It was just, like, so, like.
So it looked like the hat was the skull?
Like, I'm thinking, you know how you like roll your head? Like, I don't.
So you thinking like his hat?
I'm thinking it's just space.
Yeah, his hat empty.
But his head. So.
Bruh,
after that FaceTime, I don't actually think I've talked to him.
For real?
Yeah, like we'll probably text sporadically, but. I faded back like a lot.
For
after
real?
That, that
you
was
think
just,
he know the reason or no?
No, because I never said anything.
You going to tell him?
No.
He ugly? Yeah, just say, hey, just tell him he ugly. That way he won't think he all right.
With the head on, he look all right. But when it's his head just was so long, like it just was so big.
Pause.
And I just, yeah, pause.
Go ahead, keep talking.
I wasn't, his cranium. I just wasn't expecting that. And it just threw me off.
So it just scared you away? What if he's a nice person?
He was.
So.
But I just couldn't get past that part.
So it's you.
There's just certain things that be deal breakers for people.
You ever catfish somebody?
No.
Why?
Because what you see is what you get with me.
For real?
There's no point in putting on the facade of being something else. Because then you're going to have to keep it up. And I'm just not one of those people that got to, you know.
So you stop messing with this. You stop talking to this guy. Because his head was big as shit.
It just freaked me out, honestly.
For how big was the nigga head, Paul?
It just was long, like.
Paul, go ahead, bro. I got to go. I'm gonna say the pause.
He just had a long cranium, and the top was just fat, and I just didn't understand what happened.
So it was like
a light bulb.
Candy corn, and that joint be like a triangle.
Yeah, but just think like human version of it, and it just was freaky to me, and I just was like, yeah, I can't look at this all the time.
For real.
Certain things just be deal breakers, and that was kind of like.
What
a
if
deal
he
breaker.
Said he'd get a surgery to reduce his head?
Don't
size.
Do that
pause,
for me, sir.
Pause. But that's wild.
But yeah, don't do that. Don't do that for me, cause you're a nice guy, but I don't know if I would even date you.
For real.
Yeah.
But I'm dead. You said like a light bulb. Mhm. Damn, if you ever listen to this joint, he follow you on Instagram. Oh, sorry, bro. That's the reason. Hey, bro, I'm dead.
Some people look nice with a bald head and stuff.
Oh, he had a bald head.
It was a receding hairline.
Oh, no, man, I'll take it back, nigga. Damn.
But at that point, you should have just bald it. But I've always seen it with a hat on, so I never knew what was under his hat.
Would Cuz have looked?
He probably should have had some locks, because, you know, that poor little probably, like, he could have probably... did something else.
Nah.
But.
So wait, if he just shaved his head, would it have looked better?
No, you gonna now you just look like a fucking light bulb for real. A big ass.
Bro, you
bald
going
head.
To hell, bro.
I'm sorry, he was a nice person.
Shout out, bro. He is a nice person.
Yeah, I said he's a nice person. He just got a big head. Like an abnormal big head. Like that guy that got that wide neck that's like abnormal.
Yeah.
But just think like in a head version.
Damn. Shout out, bro. You a nice person. Don't let this one person motherfucking.
He got a girlfriend now.
Oh, so he good then?
Yeah, it just wasn't going to be me.
You think he keeps that on most of the time with her?
I be seeing him post more with it all, so you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, so
she
made him feel. Yeah, she made him feel comfortable in his skin. But shout out, cuz, man.
Have you ever been catfished?
I don't think so, nah. Nigga. Nah, for the most part, people be looking what they say they look like and shit.
I just hate when people...
For real? Nigga, have I? Let me see. Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, but hat fishing is real. It's dangerous out here.
For real? Yeah. Beard fishing real, too.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell niggas be ugly Ooh. About beards, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
Some people be shaving them beards off and you be looking like...
I'm trying to tell you, bro. Niggas be ugly as hell without beards and shit, bro.
I'm just like, I'm so happy.
Well, that niggas ugly in general, but you know.
But a beard be making it like, you know.
Manageable.
Child, some people be shaving that off and you be looking like, whoa, who is this?
Well, niggas be ugly as shit, bro. I'm dead, bro.
But that's
niggas
how I
said his head was like a light bulb.
Nah, it just. But
that was a deal
but that have, yeah, that have freaked me out. Because it's just like. I'm not focusing on nothing else no more. Like, I'm not even giving you eye contact because I'm
just
looking
at
your
forehead,
head.
Bro. Or his head, bro.
Yeah, because it was just so much head up here. Pause. Like, sorry.
This is how I got you, bro.
But, yeah, I just, and I was, like, a little younger, so, you know.
So, you was, like, a little bit more, oh, no. You was looking at more looks versus how the person was back then?
But I still say he was a nice person. He was nice, but it just... That niceness in that head, it just wasn't enough for me.
I'm dead.
Like, the niceness didn't outweigh that.
Not do better, though. I'm dead, bro. Chill out.
So, nah.
Nah, I'm pretty sure bro a nice guy, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm happy he found somebody to accept him and love him. For all that comes with him.
How old though, so what were you talking about? Let me see. You said... what you was talking about when you was saying, explain the 50-50 thing you was saying to?
Oh, I am one of the people that feel like a relationship should be 50-50.
Me too.
Like,
this ain't no sponsorship. It's a partnership.
So I do feel like, just like as a woman, you shouldn't want a man to do everything for you. Like, you should want to have your own motion going on because...
Be your own person.
Yeah, but like me, I just feel like if you, that's just giving a man too much power, too much in control. Like now it's like you basically if you want money to go spend it for your nails or you for this or for that, yeah, you gotta ask. You can't just permission let, you and know, shit. Move on your own and
for
then,
allowance and shit.
And people, like, what if he feel like your nails not a priority and now you gotta walk around looking raggedy? Like, but if you had your own job and you got your own motion and you doing your own stuff, like,
you can do your own, you can do it for yourself and shit.
But I also just feel like I don't ever want nobody to be like, oh, without me, you wouldn't be able to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, nah. Like,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, I'm not in a, like, right now, I'm in a position, like, if I was to deal with somebody, I would deal with them because I genuinely want to deal with them. It's not like, oh, you're coming and I need you to, like, help me with my bills and save me and, like.
It's basically like you're using them,
yeah.
I respect.
Like, I do feel like things like that should be 50-50.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you, niggas, yeah.
Because
I ain't nobody father.
But, like, lately, like, nowadays, which is so weird, a lot of women be feeling like, oh, no. My man gonna take care of me. He gonna do this and he gonna do that. And it's just like, yeah, that's fine.
That's if you want to, though. Don't make a nigga feel like
but he why would to, you though. Still not want to do for yourself? You understand?
They like, man,
You, like, I'm not saying I don't want to be taken care of, but you need to be able to, if your man was to lose it all tomorrow, you need to be in a position to help y'all get it back.
Yeah.
And so if he lose it all tomorrow and you've been banking on him the whole time, now both y'all assed out.
Then you probably gonna leave him because he can't do nothing for you.
Yeah, you gonna go get with somebody. But see, that's not the right mindset to have, though. Because he could lose it all tomorrow and then get it back next week. 10 times more than he already had. So, it's just like...
That's people, crazy. Cause I talk about something like that on 2 days ago on the other joint, on the other episode and shit. What I'm about to say? How long will you give him to get it back, though? Before you like, damn, what the fuck going on? Or as long as he trying, you gonna keep up with him?
As long as you trying, and I can see that you, like, actually trying.
And it ain't then, just bullshit. Respect. Yeah, then I'll, everybody else here, imagine.
Yeah, I'll stick it out with you and I'll help you. Like, I've been in situations where I've helped, like, my exes get jobs.
Shout out to bros.
Yeah, like, it's nothing wrong with that. Like, even after I left the job, they kept working. Like, that's, I want to help you win. Like, at the end of the day, anybody that I'm dealing with, I want you to win. Whether we gonna stay together or not, I still want you to be in a position to better yourself, to do better, to, you know, so all of that stuff is just, I don't, but if you stagnant and you not really applying pressure and you not really doing nothing, then it's like, nah, nigga, I gotta bounce.
Yeah.
I'm bouncing.
Do better for yourself and shit.
Yeah, but 50-50, I mean, cause like, don't you think men like to be dated, like to be taken out and they don't have to worry about if they're going to have to pay this time? Like, I'm one of those girls that, like, I don't mind if we go. I'm like, all right, babe, I got it this time. Like, if you want, well, I'll vote. Well, nah, some of my exes, they got haircuts. So, like, if
they
you want to get
haircuts?
Your, yeah, because I say, if you want to go get your haircut or whatever, my mind automatically went to my baby father, but... Yeah, but I'm like, if you want to go get your haircut, I want to pay for you to get your haircut. You know, we go out to eat. I want to say, it's my treat this time. Like, but if you dependent on him for everything, you can't even do that. Like, what if they send you something, be like, I like this, or what you think about this, and you like it for them? Don't you want to, like, get it? Like, I just feel like men should be, just how a woman want to be dated and treated, you should also, in perspective, like, do that for a man. Like, especially if they deserving of it. If you got a man that's making sure you happy and giving you what you want and all that stuff, why wouldn't you do something? Like, just be thoughtful. Like, a lot of people don't be thoughtful nowadays because they be so selfish. Like, what can I benefit? I just feel like it don't take nothing to, like, be like, oh, this look like something my boyfriend would like. Oh, let me buy this for him. Like, or be like, babe, come on. If you free, let's go do dinner at 7 or something and pay for it. Like, a woman always expect those things. Why won't you do that for a man? Would you like to be taken out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I thought you was acting in general.
But you're a man.
Oh, I thought you just acting like the people, the audience and shit. I ain't, nigga, you standing in some space. I'm like, nigga,
but
yeah,
what,
I guess.
But, like,
but now I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, like, you ain't trying to do all the work and shit.
Yeah, like, I just feel like it's literally supposed to be 50-50. You should treat your partner and do what you want done to you. Like, if you want to be dated and courted and all these nice things, what makes you think he don't want a self-care day? What makes you think he don't want a day when he can just relax and, or, like, literally just send them to the, well, do you, would you go to a spa? You know, like, you don't got to think of it feminine-wise. You can think, like, you're misogynist.
I know that ain't gay. I'm not saying, though, like, I ain't no homophobe, but I'm saying, like, probably, I just ain't never been. So
yeah, so it's like,
you got to ask a nigga who went.
Yeah,
nigga.
But no, I'm just saying, like, what if she, like, babe, I set you up a spa day or something like that? Like,
I fuck with it, though, probably, you know?
Yeah,
I ain't wasting nobody money.
I'm just saying, like, it don't take nothing to be thoughtful and to do things. But it's like, women just expect that stuff and don't think that, like, in retrospect, that a man could possibly want the same things that you're expecting him to do.
Yeah.
So, I'm for the 50-50.
So what about what you were saying about the downfall when you don't let a man lead shit then?
Okay, so I was having a conversation with my friend, and he used the example.
Shout out, bro. Don't shout out, bro.
No, shout out him. Shout out him. He cool. But so he was using the example like we in the jungle, right? And he said, no, but like, listen.
Felt so tight. Go ahead, bro. I just want to hear this. Don't that shit.
No, so he like, we in the jungle, and I say, let's go left. And I say, no, let's go right. He was like, why if he's saying let's go left, I'm adamant on us going right instead of trusting him to
why
lead
the fuck
us.
Would we go, nigga, you don't know the fuck we at?
Yeah, so I'm like
that's a bad example. He needs
no,
to be
no, no, but listen. So then I'm like, what if it's a lion when we go left and you didn't see the lion, so I'm telling you let's go right because I seen the lion. He like, but you don't think that I probably already seen the lion and I already know that I have to protect you?
From a fucking line?
No, but then look, he used it in a, then he put it in like a worldly.
And first off, why wouldn't you tell each other y'all seen something bad that way? And from the start, first
off. Yeah, but then he, because he know I have a child, he was like, but what if, he said, you saying it's a lion when I go left, but what if it's a tiger when you go right? He said, I said, well, damn, we just going to die. He was like, but that's crazy because if you had your son, you ready to fight that lion, right? And I said, yeah. Because I'm going to protect my son. He said, so why wouldn't you think, in retrospect, that's what I would do for you if we go left? But then he used it in, like, the reference of the world. Like, men leading their women and protecting their women. And women don't trust them enough to, like, let them actually lead them.
I'm not going to hold you. Men don't got the answer to every fucking thing.
And I said that,
so
right?
So what the
I
fuck
said,
is he talking?
You don't have all the answers, Sway. He's like, yeah. In reality, Sway didn't have all the answers. Even though Kanye did say Sway had the answers. Anyway, I digress. But it just like,
that's go back to the 50-50 shit.
I mean, in a sense. But like I told him, women is not going to allow somebody to lead that they don't feel secure with.
Or who's stupid.
Yeah. That too.
That's basically it.
But it's also like, It's a secure, like with me, I'm so big on being independent and not really having to depend on somebody. He's like, and that's why you so quick to like not trust a man. But it's not that I'm not willing to trust a man. It's a simple fact that I know myself. So I know what I can do.
I'm loud as shit. Ahead,
do I sound loud? Because it sounds like I
got loud. You sound loud because my mic got louder, but go ahead.
Okay. But yeah, so it's like, I just feel like,
not this nigga getting loud too. Go ahead, though.
I just feel like, in those aspects, I haven't been in a situation where I'm fully, like, emotionally secure, like, mentally secure, physically secure. So it's like, hard. He like, you're not allowing a man to be a man, but if I'm not securing,
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What the fuck does that mean?
What you mean? Like, if I don't feel like
I'm talking about him, let a man be a man. What that mean?
Oh, I don't know. He one of those.
He sound like a nigga. Fuck, he's raising the
he don't have no choice.
1950s.
I don't know, but he's just like, that's the problem with a lot of women, that they don't know how to just like let a man be a man. And we women move so much off of emotion and men move off of logic. And that's why
men don't be having no type of logic, though. Well, some men don't be having no type of logic, so.
I mean, and that is true.
Niggas be might go both ways, though. But I'm just saying, though. Niggas can't. It's just like the 50-50 thing. Nigga, it's 50-50, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but.
Y'all can talk about
but
shit versus.
But he's
it's
also one of those people
way.
That feel like you're supposed to, like, bow down to your man. And
he's
like
smoking dick.
Worship.
He gonna listen to this?
probably, I don't know.
You smoking dick, sir. Shout out to you, though. You know what I'm saying?
But, like, yeah, he is also one of those people that feel like that. Like, he's like, do you have a problem catering to a man? I'm like, no, if I actually have a man that's worth catering to.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know. Mind,
but I'm not about to just
be I'm big on women having their own choices and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't with that do what I say because I'm a man. That's the weirdo. That's that. That's that slave master shit.
Yeah, but it's just
I ain't
like
with that shit.
I feel like women naturally submit to a man that's making them feel secure, that's making them feel listened to, that's making them feel loved. That's what a woman wants.
What you mean
to
by
feel.
Submit though?
Like the things that a man feel like how he's saying bow down. It's not bowing down if you're taking care of this man, but he's also giving her things that she feel, like I said, emotionally secure, making her feel like she's heard, loved, like just being thoughtful. A woman will naturally submit to that man, like do the things that I said, like planning things for y'all to do. And
yeah.
All, like a woman would naturally want to do those things because she's with a man that makes her feel like she's safe and she can do those things. But a lot of these men nowadays, they don't provide that. So, like, you're not going to get that. I'm not saying you won't ever get that from me, but the space I'm in right now and the type of men that I've encountered, you're not getting that from me because that's a no. Yeah, because I feel like a lot of men nowadays want to be babied. And right now, the only baby that I'm dealing with is my actual child. Like, I'm not babying no grown man. I'm not holding your hand. Like you said earlier, if he's trying to get it right, that's something different. Yeah. But if you just like
a dickhead
and you feel entitled because you're a man you need men and without me, you can't do X, Y, and Z. Like,
shit without me.
Yeah, like, I'm not, nah, you're not going to get the good response from me that type of mindset.
Y'all niggas and fools.
Honestly and truly, you're not getting a good.
Nah, but I don't know about that. The man in charge shit, I don't know.
It's not necessarily like being in
women
charge.
Women be smart too though, you know what I'm saying?
But that's like when you say it's a partnership, and that's what I was trying to say. You have to be willing to listen. He's like, no, but women, he just was
it
so stuck
like,
on
yeah.
emotional stuff.
It sound like he got, it sound like he's tripping though. I ain't gonna hold
He did say he crazy.
Yeah, but. So that nigga, what he's saying don't make no fucking sense.
I don't know if that's a downfall, though.
Cool. So, let me, what'd he say? Y'all in the jungle?
If we in the jungle.
I guarantee, if you ask, we're going to say 50 niggas, you in the jungle with a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you see a fucking lion, are you going to try to defend that girl or are you going to get the fuck? How many you think they going to stay and defend the girl? That one, they not with, by the way. So.
But he say that's what women expect him to do. That's what women expect for the man to do.
What, protect? Mm-hmm. From a fucking lion?
No.
From a lion? Do you got a gun? Nigga, he can just track a lion. But what I'm saying is though, 9 times out of 10,
no,
the person gonna say,
general.
Oh, we gotta get the fuck, come on. Nigga, I'm not about to fight no fucking lion, bro. I'll pick you up so you can run and shit, but nigga, I'm not fighting no lion for a nigga,
general,
bro. The fuck, nigga?
He used the line as a reference, but then he said in general, like women
like,
expect
like,
men to protect.
But say like with your son, nigga, that's a motherly instinct to do that shit.
And that's what he said.
Nigga, with a random nigga, what the fuck, nigga? You better catch up. You trip, I'ma help you up and shit. But nigga, we can jump the line, but I'm not about to just fight no motherfucking line for nobody, bro. Unless we fight together, bro. Other than that, nigga, you're smoking cock, nigga. Cock, you hear me? You was tripping, bro.
You got a gun?
Nigga, the fuck? I'm talking about protect you from a lion. Tell that nigga be realistic with his examples, bro. The fuck, nigga? Did he say he had a gun or he was talking about with his fist? This nigga high. That nigga crazy, bro. Leave him alone, bro. It's like y'all lost in the jungle, so y'all probably motherfucking shipwrecked. Hungry. Nigga, you fuck, you gonna fight a lion with an empty stomach? Come on, bro. That nigga need some milk. The whole milk though.
Eat some berries and stuff.
He is tripping. Now I get what he's trying to say, but no, that nigga tripping.
But he was. Just,
he could use a way better example though. I get what he's saying. Though.
He was trying to use it in a world.
He's saying like a nigga who want to be a dictator though. I ain't gonna hold you. But he got chill. Nigga talking about something. You don't think I protect you from a lion? I knew he was tripping when he said that. What the fuck, nigga?
How you gonna protect me from a lion, nigga?
You should have asked that.
How you gonna protect yourself
from a lion? Ain't even got no fucking plan talking about, I'll do it. Come on, bro.
Yeah, hell, nigga?
I'd die for y'all niggas. I ain't trying to, though. What the fuck, nigga? I ain't about to fight no lion for y'all niggas.
Yeah, but he was just like, if your son was there, you would fight for your son, but...
He baited you in right there. You wouldn't even put the sperm.
I'm ready. You ready to just surrender. We gonna die. Because you expecting me to figure it out. And I was just like, no, not necessarily.
No, she ain't even expecting you how to die because you ain't figure out. She expecting y'all to die because it's a lion.
And
nigga.
It's a lion right here. It's a tiger right here.
Nigga, y'all gonna
us.
Die. It's no outcome. Unless one of y'all sacrifice the other nigga.
You like, but if it's your son, you gonna damn near bite the line. I said, that's different. Because yeah, your instincts good. Really do be heightened for your child. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's way different. Well, that's OC, bro. He was a bad example. I ain't gonna hold you. This nigga said a lion and a tiger. And you expect him to protect him? Protect you? He is tripping. He need to humble himself, bro.
He ain't say if he had a gun or not.
Oh, yeah, if he had a gun, all right, bro. Tee up. You know what I'm saying? Other than that,
but can't
both of y'all
still,
just run.
If you're not giving headshots, you probably got to get two in the head for both. First off,
lions and shit already scared of niggas for some, like, naturally and shit. Not niggas, my fault, people. Naturally and shit. But, nigga, I guarantee you shoot that bitch, it's going to hurt. And he hit loud bang, he going to get the fuck. He probably got shit up in the air, that joint could probably get the fuck. Nah, but I'm shooting him off. You don't want to kill it, shoot him like in the leg or something, you know what I'm saying? Other than that.
You don't think it's going to charge towards you if you shoot it?
Keep shooting. How many bullets you got?
How much magazine?
You seen me hit a 30, bro. I ain't stopped shooting my joint, bro. I'm going to let it rip. You hear me?
But then you got to shoot both ways because there's a tiger on this side.
That tiger better eat the line. We gone. On God. Kill the tiger or the lion, let the one eat, get up out of there, bro. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be some more. So try not to waste all your bullets, nigga. That nigga tripping, bro. I'm dead. This nigga realized came out his mouth and said, you expect me to protect you. What the fuck? He ain't right in the head, bro. But he not right, bro. He is not right. I'm not going to hold you. Because he probably was dead ass serious. This nigga's not right, bro.
I should call him and ask him to clarify, but then he gonna get into a hole.
Yeah, bro, I ain't got time to go to church, nigga. I ain't got time.
No, because you don't understand that.
Nigga, you sounded crazy. That's what I understand, nigga. Hold up. Drink some milk. Well, I'm dead.
If you propose to a girl and she declined, do
you know
what I mean? The relationship is over?
9 times out of 10, probably. Because I don't think a nigga gonna recover from being told no like that.
But what if they just say, I don't think right now is the time? Well, if you propose like in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And she just say, I don't think right now is the time? Or she just flat out say no?
If she say
we not ready, then all right. But okay. If she say motherfucking no, and niggas got the cam bam out, you gotta do what you gotta
but
do.
But what if she say, now it's not the time and the camera's out too? Does that mean the relationship's still over?
But I don't know. It depends what her why not is. It depends what the why we ain't ready is though.
I don't know.
Other than that, bro, it might gotta be a wrap, bro. If she just flat out say no, or why you doing this
shit? Do you think women should propose to men? Like
I don't really know, cause you know I ain't looking at no woman wrong. I ain't looking at no woman wrong if she proposed to a man, but I don't.
I'd be looking like get up.
Yeah, just like like how they got it in our head that it's supposed to go this way. We see it going like the men do it so much, it's gonna look weird if we see somebody else do it or the woman do it and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Chrissy, I think was the first girl that I seen propose to a man. Jim Jones.
She proposed to him.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That was my first time seeing that.
On Love & Hip Hop?
She did it on TV when, like, they had their own little show, I think.
Well, that's what's up. He said yes?
They've been engaged for, like, 15
years. I
ain't
asked you that. Did he say yes?
Yeah, and they still engaged.
So what, though?
Now she realizing that they probably not going to get married.
They probably going to get married, bro.
She don't know she want Maria.
But engaged marriages don't happen overnight, bro.
It don't happen overnight, but it don't take 10 years.
What if they shit not together? We just looking at them like they got their shit together. Nigga, when last time you played a Jim Jones song?
Jim Jones is the weatherman.
I ain't asked you that though. We ain't talking about the weather.
I told you I don't really listen to rap.
That's what I'm saying. So nigga, you don't need support his income. Fuck, you talking about something they not getting married.
But he probably still got money coming in from when he was rapping.
You know how much women be wanting a wedding to cost? Who you gonna ask her father? That nigga ain't paying for that shit. What the hell, bro? Y'all niggas be tripping. Y'all gotta stay humble, bro.
That's why if I get married.
Yeah, it ain't none of my business. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can stay engaged 20 more years, bro. Live your life, bro.
Long as why you gonna stay engaged all that time? You might as well just been boyfriend or girlfriend then.
Will they get
domestic, what's it called?
Nigga.
Domestic partners?
Nigga. Would they get married and get divorced next year? Do it really matter? No, nigga. What the fuck?
I mean, that is true.
Yeah, so what the fuck you care for?
I don't. I just feel like merge is just a lot. If you decide you don't want to get married, you got all these people in your business. Now that y'all got to get a divorce, that wasn't in your business when you was getting the wedding, so.
I'm dead.
It's like choosing the right business partner, lifelong partner. It's just, that's too much.
I'm dead. Now that new joint already got some downloads. This ain't not just uploaded and shit. I be getting money. For real. I just refreshed the page and shit. But nah, what I'm saying though, yeah, y'all tripping, kid. You gotta take a chill pill, bro. Dang. So if you say no, you expecting this shit to be over?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, if you say no, but what's the same friend I was having a conversation with, he asked me that, like, would I marry him? I was like, he said, that means you saying no. And I was just like, I mean.
Just say no. Nigga, he don't sound like a marriage type right there. You need to open his mind some, Paul.
I just feel like right now, people be like saying they want something, and then when they get it, it's just,
yeah.
They don't, it that don't be what they want. So yeah. I just like, it probably very much could be, but I don't really be, I'm not willing to take chances right now with stuff like that. Like, because I know that like I'm a work in progress and I'm not really expecting nobody to put up with me while I'm, you know, still working on myself. But I also don't know if I had the patience to be patient with nobody else that's working on themselves. Like,
that's real shit.
I'm at this point where I'm like, please come to me already healed. Fight your demons before you get to me, baby.
Period.
Go see the lady. Do whatever you gotta do. Go to therapy.
Drink that holy water.
Exactly, baby. Do whatever. Come to me healed.
No bullshit.
I'm tired. I'm tired of these niggas that's fighting their demons. I'm not saying you can't ever fight your demons with me, but baby, don't come to me already fighting.
Let the demons come from her, nigga.
Like,
I'm dead.
I don't have time for that. I've witnessed it. I've been in it, and it's not for me. I'm
no bullshit, bro. I'm dead.
Go battle your demons with the lady before you get here.
Nigga say ice up. I'm dead. Ice up, son. Ice up. I'm dead.
That I don't nigga. Have time.
I'm dead.
I'm still battling. I need to go see the lady myself. So we go see the lady together.
That nigga said ice up, son.
But no, I'm not in no position to be trying to
figure till you make it.
No, sir. Come over here already together.
Ah, so y'all go ahead and put your apps in. Come heal. If you're not healed, you might be able to fake it for a few months.
You can.
She might fuck with you if she fuck with you. But other than that, come heal. Nigga, carry a Bible on your first little link up. Let her know you with God. And it owe you at least keeping the demons away, you know? And y'all might be in it, bro. So DM the Heme Talk Instagram for them apps, you know. Dang, y'all ain't see her yet, but y'all might like her voice. Nigga, Ray Charles ain't see none of his, he ain't see none of his little body. So, you know, just come through, grab a wrist. We can see how y'all hit it off from there.
Bad. Don't be trying. You know what I'm
saying? She got a little kid. He bad as hell.
No, he not.
He bad as hell, cry baby.
He just a little mischievous.
Little beady head nigga.
Don't be trying to do my son.
If y'all ain't ready to brush no hair,
don't come on my
or no hair. You got this ain't the one, champ. You know, y'all got, you got, like, if you want something, you got to be prepared that for whatever come with it. You ain't ready for a little crybaby ass, little jumping off the wall, flipping, almost breaking his neck. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? It's a wrap. So send y'all applications in. Dang, we ended the show off of that?
Yeah, it's been real.
Dang, you ain't been this joint in like a month.
I know.
Oh, let me see, actually. What's our last joint was called? Is the weed worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, that was October 13th. God damn. That's a break ago.
Yeah.
Nigga, that was like 2 months. Well, a month some change.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nah, you had 2 episodes back to back, so you all right, bro.
But I came back, so that's good.
Yeah, bro. I got to get some more guests and shit. You know, I just had a first time on the show yesterday. I'm going to get some more other people and shit. You know, I got to open the guys' eyes to this, man. Leave the streets alone. You know, y'all got jobs and shit, but leave the streets alone, man.
And I'm waiting to hear that Maria song.
I'm
going to put that out there.
R&B Haim. That joint probably like 10 seconds. Best 10 second song on earth.
We going to see.
Actually, cut. She already confirmed it, bruh. I got to find that song. What's this shit? We going number one in the country. WKYS 95.5. I probably said it backwards. No, it's WPGC. Oh, yeah. But same shit. I don't own that either. Don't copyright me. All right, we out of here, bro.